Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. This is WR8 or WNet Control. My name is Robert, and I'm located in northern Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, we call this net every evening at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and also through Echolink Node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. The repeater we use is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of our state line with North Carolina, with an antenna elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level at the repeater site. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs authorized to license and licensed to operate on the frequency are invited and welcome to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If you do, please call WR8RW. Do you have announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? If you have any, please call WR8RW. Of the testing coming up this Saturday at the Red Cross Building, 940 Grove Road in Greenville, beginning at about 9 a.m. Our friends from West Cars VE will be down there administering the technician, general, and extra class FCC tests. If you are interested and you are ready to go, please feel free to stop down there on Saturday morning. Good group of folks. They will help you through the testing process as much as they can. Also, if you have any questions or want to know more about what's going on, you can get a hold of Steve, AF4RN. His email address, AF4RN@bellsouth.net. Does anyone need any fills on tonight's announcement? If you do, please call WR8RW. Might begin the roll call. We would like to ask you as much as you could to check in your alphabetical group, as we call it. When you do check in, please give your call sign phonetically, followed by your name, your location, and if you'd like to hang around for Rag Chew tonight. The Rag Chew portion of the net will be deferred a little bit tonight as we have our third Thursday questions segment that we are doing for January. So, as we begin tonight, our first alphabetical group on Thursday nights is Quebec through Tango, but before we do that, let's go to Echolink. Echolink stations only, please, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
WR8RW, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, but I should be able to stay around for a third Thursday question. WN4V.
Tonight, we welcome our friend John from Florida, down Bradenton Way, WN4V. John, good to have you tonight. Hope you had a pleasant day down there in a sunshine state. It got up to 62 degrees at my house here today on the west bank of Lake Robinson. Wow, almost like late spring. Appreciate you coming by. Hope that all's well down there. And come back and see us again anytime, John. You're always welcome. All right, John's the only Echolink station we have at the moment, so let's begin our alphabetical check-ins. First group again, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you have a call sign suffix that begins with one of those letters, you're invited to call WR8RW.
8RW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. No comment, no traffic.
8RW. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
WR8RW. Please check in Kilo 4, Radio Mike, Fred. Also November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. That's Miss Mary. We're home in Piedmont tonight. Robert, good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
WR8RW. Good evening, Robert. Please check in Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG, Kevin, I'm on the 18th, Warren Guy Road. 73 is you, is everybody on
the
Robert?
WR8RW, please check in Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Oscar, KN4, SML, Scott in Greenville, be negative and negative.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, welcoming some of our friends this evening, starting with John in Inman, KN4RJN. Good evening, John. Thanks for stopping by. Good to have you around the radio. Hope all is well in Inman. Appreciate you stopping by, and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. WN4S, sorry about that, Chris, down in Greenville. Good evening to you, sir. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you. Calling in for Piedmont tonight, Mr. Fred, K4RM. Thank you for being here, Fred. Fred is the first Monday evening of the month controller. Appreciate you stopping by, sir. Say hello to Miss Marion for MRY. We always appreciate you bringing her along and give her our best wishes. KN4UBG, Kevin on the HT tonight. Kevin, you had a lot of scratch behind you. I don't know if your X was bad or your battery's low, but thanks for stopping by, and I hope that you're doing well. KN4SMO, Scott in Greenville. Good evening, Mr. Scott. Always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good evening. Additional stations, please. Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8W. Got another Echolink station that's come aboard, so let's go after that station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call WR8W.
WR8RW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, Stolen Marietta, be negative and negative.
Welcoming our traveling amateur radio postcard, Jim, KW4TS in Marietta, Georgia. You're almost within RF distance, Jim. I hope that you get to be in RF distance before the testing session on Saturday. Thanks for being here. Have a safe drive, and, come by anytime. We're happy to have you. All right, Jim is our only outstanding Echolink station there, so let's go to our next alphabetical group, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z at the end of the alphabet. If you have a call sign suffix that begins with one of those letters, I'd be glad to take your check-in. Please call WR8RW.
RW. Able to copy. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4 XB. Tommy, handheld mobile in northern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
At the end of the end of the alphabet, not the end of the groups, the end of the alphabet tonight, with our friend Tommy, K4XB, out in this part of the county on his HT. Mobile, thanks for being here, Tommy. Appreciate you stopping by. Be careful on the wheels tonight, my friend. At least it's not raining and fog like it was the other night. Have a good drive back to the house, and we hope to hear you again very soon. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call WRERW.
RW. Matt, please check in. N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm mobile on 85 North. No traffic, no table.
WR8RW. Robert, please check in. Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, Rich, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Now welcoming some more folks from our amateur radio community, beginning with Shane, N4ZLK. Northbound on I-85. Sounds like you're working tonight, Shane. Thanks very much for stopping by. Hope the roads are good. Have a safe travel. Get back to the QTH safely and come by any time. You're always welcome. Calling in tonight, Mr. Rich, W1RAR from Simpsonville. Happy to have you along, Rich. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate you taking just a moment to check in with us. All right, let's move up to the front of the alphabet. Alpha 3 Delta, A through D tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
WR8RW. Robert, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
WRW. November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Robert and the net. I am negative.
W. Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. Be no traffic, no rag chief. Good evening, everyone on the net.
Net on the third Thursday of January 2020. Welcoming some folks, a number of them from Piedmont, beginning with Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, calling for the family. Hello, Rick. Glad to have you. Thank you for bringing Miss Lorena along, KK4ONO, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Give those fine ladies a big hello from us. We hope that they're well and that y'all are having a pleasant evening down Piedmont way. N4DIZ, my neighbor Joe across the mountain in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Joe. Happy to have you with us. Thanks for stopping by. I hope that you're having a pleasant evening. And Jerry calling in from Anderson, N4DJC. Hello, Jerry. Certainly appreciate you coming by. Hope that you're doing well, and you come back and see us anytime. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW. Light break from alphabetical check-ins and go back up to Echolink. We have some more folks. Looks like they're ready. Echolink stations only, please, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
WR8RW. Good evening, Robert. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FDU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Good internet. Welcoming in Mr. Richard, calling in from Slabtown, the Lord Mayor of Slabtown, I guess, KK4, FDU. Richard, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Hope all's well out your way today. Say hello to all the family, and come back and see us anytime. There was another Echolink. Well, let's go back to Echolink stations, because we got a couple of more up. So Echolink stations again for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if you don't have Echolink audio, please feel free to use the Echolink text message feature. Please call WR8RW.
WR8RW, good evening, Robert. Phil in Boiling Springs, W4NGU, negative and negative.
Internet, welcoming our friend Phil from Boiling Springs, South Carolina, over there Spartanburg County Way, W4NGU, as never giving up. Appreciate you being here, Phil. Thanks a lot. Sorry I didn't get to see you on Monday night. I was down with the bug, and I am now in better voice. I'm not quite James Earl Jones like I was earlier in the week. Good to hear you, sir. I hope to see you again very, very soon. All right, let's go to our next alphabetical group, Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. If you have a call sign suffix that begins with one of those letters, I'd be pleased to take your check-in. Call WR8RW.
WR8RW, good evening, Robert. Glad you're feeling better. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in traffic address. MY Violet, November 4, India, Echo, India. Negative, negative, and TR, Robert. Thank you.
8RW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative to negative tonight, Robert. Glad to hear that you're speaking a little better.
RW. This is W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
2-meter net on a, a nice night in the upstate of South Carolina, the Piedmont of North Carolina, and eastern Georgia. Welcoming Fred, W4FCM, my neighbor across the mountain at Traveler's Rest. Fred, good to hear you tonight. You're sounding well. Thanks for stopping by. Say hello to Miss Isla, N4IEI. Our best wishes, and always good to hear you. KC4EZN, our friend Harry from Candler. Good evening, Harry. Hope all is well up there by the Blue Ridge Parkway. Good to have you around the radio. Thanks so much, and have a comfortable evening up there. And one of my neighbors just down the road in Taylor's, W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. Good evening, Gene. A pleasure to have you along. Hope you're doing well, and you take care. All right. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call WR8RW. With Echo Through Hotel, let's march up just a few more letters to India through Lima, I through L tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Feel free to give me a call and check in if your call sign suffix begins with India through Lima.
RW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative now, and safety threes for each one of you.
8RW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
8RW. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I will be listening to the questions and answers.
Bridge 2-meter net, welcoming some more folks, beginning with James, KK4JFO, one of our folks from North Carolina. Good to have you up here, James, from Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, and I hope that you're having a pleasant evening up there. My good buddy Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ. Hi, Larry. Appreciate your phone call earlier today. Thanks so much for giving me a ring and kind of giving me a break in my work day. Always good to hear you. Say hello to Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Give her our best wishes. And, of course, for those loving little kitty cats that you've got, give them a scratch behind the ears for us. We hope that they all are well. KI4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. Good evening, Andy. I hope that you're doing well. I was thinking about you earlier today, Andy, and what a great supporter of Third Thursday Questions you've been. I want to thank you publicly for being one of our inspirations for the Third Thursday Questions thing, and I hope that you enjoy it tonight. Thanks for being here. Additional questions? No, additional check-ins. There you see where my mind's going. Additional check-ins, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Doom Internet. Please call the ever-confused WR8RW.
RW, Robert, I'm going to even confuse you more. Please check in, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm in Duncan, mobile headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments, and I'll listen until I get to the house, which will be about 8 minutes. W2T.
Blue Ridge Tube Internet welcoming the not confusing Rusty, mobile in between Duncan and Moore tonight, WU2T. Good evening, Rusty. Happy to have you along. Please be safe on the roads. Always happy to have you when you're by, and appreciate your stopping by and being supportive of the Net and Third Thursday Questions. All right, we're done with India through Lima, so let's go up to Mike through Papaya and through P4, the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. If your call sign suffix starts with one of those letters, we're happy to have you call WR8RW.
3R8RW, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment, thank you, sir.
WR8RW in the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, welcoming our friend Pat from Malden, K4OSH, good evening, Mr. Pat, I hope that you're doing well, certainly appreciate you coming by, I hope that all is well down in Malden tonight. Looking for additional stations. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. If you're out there and would like to check in, maybe you've been listening and haven't had the urge, well, take the urge. Give us a call. This is WR8RW.
RW. Check in, November 9, Papa, Kilo Papa, N9PKP, Jama, and November 9, Golf, Sierra X-Ray. Mike, we're over in West Union. We'll be listening to your program, but we'll be negative and negative.
Group WR8RW welcoming Jama, N9PKP. Boy, Jama, it's been a little while since I've heard you. Glad to have you on the net tonight, Jama, in voice. It's really good to have you. I hope that you're doing well. Say hello to Mr. Mike for us, N9GSX. We hope that he's doing well. Sounds like he might be back from his work assignment this week, so that's good. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope that you both are well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. You're invited to call WR8RW. Looks like we have been through the alphabet once already. We've been around the circle once. So let's go to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha tonight for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Anybody, anywhere with any kind of letter in your call at all, please check in with WR8RW. Let's try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. If you're coming by late, you may have missed your group. That's not a problem. We're just happy you're here. Or if you might just happen to be listening, give that mic a pickup and give me a call. We are finished with the check-ins at the moment, so let's close the formal portion of the net. This is WR8RW doing so. I want to thank everybody for coming by. Hope that you have a good evening. If you would like to secure, that's fine. I will be back tomorrow night with This Week in Technology History, so please come back and do that. Would like to have you stay by tonight for Third Thursday Questions. Got a couple that may be of interest to you, but either way, thanks for being here, and we hope you're well. Third Thursday Questions in about 30 seconds. Third Thursday of the month, hard to believe already, but this is our Third Thursday Questions segment that we do every third Thursday of the month. Two questions tonight, as we usually do. One for folks who are relatively new to amateur radio, and one for folks that have been around maybe a little longer. So the first question submitted by a couple of new hams, you know, it seems like you get in a group of hams and you've done this feature for some time and they've always got a question, and it's great. So, question, what is an off-center fed dipole? What's it used for? And what things should I know about it? Well, let's begin with a short refresher about what a dipole is, all right? A dipole is essentially a horizontal, single-band or monoband, long-wire antenna with two elements of equal length. One of those elements is what you could call the driven element, or the one that is connected to the center conductor of a coaxial feed line. That's one element. The other element is connected to the braid, or in quotes, the ground of a coaxial feed line. Now, the term ground is kind of squishy, so let's use the braid part. Generally a one-to-one balun is used for the purposes of attenuating common mode current back to the radio. Okay, so We have, why a ballon, you ask? Because we have a balanced antenna being fed by an unbalanced feed line. That's why the ballon. Okay. Now, the OCF dipole, and I'll call it that, stands for off-center fed. The OCF dipole is rather simple, but it's got some differences from ye olde regular dipole. The OCF dipole is a derivative or a shoot-off from the regular dipole, but the feed point is not in the center. It is, in fact, offset, hence the name of the antenna. Now, generally the feed point is offset, effectively reducing the length of the element that is connected to the braid side. So, as we march along here, you'll get more of a word picture here. We're going to be talking tonight, as our example, for an 80-meter half-wavelength dipole, which is about 135 feet. So that's going to be our test case tonight. All right? Now, generally, as I said, the feed point is offset, effectively reducing the length of the element that's connected to the braid. So that's kind of the shorter side. The significant upside of this antenna is that it supports use on multiple HF bands. Note, not all HF bands at once. You'll find out in a moment why. Now, with the offset percentage or the offset proportion, there are various perspectives. I looked at two websites that had similar but kind of opposite views of things. The first one I looked at was Joshua Kelly, W0HC's website. And on that website, he wrote that the split, okay, for the offset should be 33% to 67%. So 33% of the length should be connected to the braid, from his perspective, 67% connected to the center conductor where the signal comes from.
Repeater timeout, exit. Repeater timeout, clear.
Got a repeater timeout. Can somebody tell me where you lost me and I'll go back to it?
Contact AI4DOS.
Yeah,
Robert, you were talking about the length of the different sides and where the, you know, the length of the short side where the coax connect or the braid connects and then where the center lead connects.
Gary, so if I have it, let's go back to this paragraph, and I apologize, I didn't know the repeater timeout was working like that, so I'll be more aware of that. Anyway, so Claude Gillette, VE2DPE, one of our friends from Quebec, did some research into the best proportions, and here's what he found. 33% offset, 33 to 67, will not allow the use of an 80-meter off-center fed dipole on 30 and 15 meters. Why? Because at those frequencies, at that band, those frequencies, the RF current is essentially zero, resulting in unworkable impedances in the thousands of ohms. Okay, that's the 33%. I'll let it break. 25% offset feed point. It will not allow the use of an 80-meter soft center fed dipole on 20 and 10. Same reason. Okay? A 20% offset feed point will not allow the use of an 80-meter off-center fed dipole on the 17-meter band. Same reason. So, there is no one-size-fits-all. You kind of have to pick and choose. This that we're talking about here and some of these high impedances, the question comes, to ballon or not to ballon? Now, because of the offset, whatever the percentage might be, the feed point impedance isn't 50 ohms. Okay? WOHC, or W0HC, with his 33 to 67 proportion, used a 4 to 1 voltage ballon with decent success. However, our friend from Canada said an Uden 9 to 1 at the off-center fed dipole feed point would be much more appropriate when using lossy coax feeds from the OCF dipole, or for the OCF dipole. In point, he talked about RG8X. Now, in this situation, an UNN, according to Monsieur Gillette from Canada, would at least serve to somewhat prevent RF currents from traveling down the outer shield of a coaxial feed line to interfere with equipment in the shack or in the house. So again, one size does not necessarily fit all. So what is the best way to feed the beast, as I say in my notes here? So N0HC used RG8X, although it has loss, to feed his antenna that had the feed point at about 20 feet of altitude, 33-67% split. On the feed line, he used five ferrite beads, and he covered them up with heat shrink tubing to hold them in place. Our friend from Canada recommended an open wire, high impedance feed line. His rationale for the use of ladder line was that the ladder line directly connected to a smaller length coax had lower loss, but, again, our friend from Canada does a lot of QRP. So, he too uses the RF choke beads, the snap-on beads, to prevent coax from going into the house. So that's the same thing between N0HC, VE2DPE. They both use the ferrite beads. So, there you have it. Off-center fed dipole, I've got a couple, and you know they work pretty well. I've got one in my attic, and I've got one that's my fence tent. They work pretty well, but you've got limitations, and of course, with any multiband antenna, you have trade-offs. So, this information that I got you was from www.hamradiosecrets.com. That's from the guy from Canada, and www.w0hc.com. Before we move to the next question, anybody got any questions or comments, please call WR8RW.
All righty. Please check me and Joy in, KI4DOS, Gary, and K3JOY. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew, but I'll sit and listen to the rest of your questions.
Please check in W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain, I'll be negative and negative.
Hang on a second, let me acknowledge these good folks that have just come in. WR8RW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net to welcoming Gary, our friend who saved my bacon tonight. Thank you very much, Gary. I certainly appreciate that. Thanks for stopping by. Say hello to Miss Joy, K3JLY. We hope that she's doing well. Tell her that we give her all the big hello. W4DJW, my neighbor just down the road in Greer. Hi, Dave. Thanks for stopping by. Say hello to Miss Amy. We hope that she is well. And for Paris Mountain, Mr. John, KE4JRK. Hope you're doing well, John. Say hello to BG. And tell her we all say hi. Station that had a contact, please come by again.
WR8RW, this is N4DIZ. And you were talking about the off-center fed dipole. Is that a multi-band dipole or a single band?
Maybe some of my transmission got cut off when I was talking about this. Off-center fed dipoles, the reason they use them, Joe, is because they offer multi-band capability, okay? But as I read up a little bit earlier, depending on the offset, and the examples I gave were 33%, 25%, and 20%, there are some bands that are unusable because of very low current and very high impedance that would create a situation that you couldn't tune out of it.
Robert, I appreciate that. N4DIZ.
A lot, Joe. Appreciate your question. Kind of keeps me on my toes. Any other questions or comments before we go to question two on Third Thursday Questions?
Comment, Robert, KC4EZN.
Floor is yours, sir.
WR8RW, KC4EZN. I like the way you explained that, the way that I learned that, and I was looking at another article where the fellow wound up with a 1-6-5-6 split. And what he was doing was looking at same thing you're talking about, feed point impedance, and the compromise was, okay, which bands do you want to work the most? And you pick the point that gave you the best performance, and then say at 40 or 80 meters you had high impedance and you let your tuner work and you accepted your feed line losses because you didn't use that band very often. I think that's coming the way you said it from a little bit different direction, but basically since all antennas are compromises, you have to pick what you want to do and then make the best choice there. I've got this flagpole antenna up here, which is an 80-20 split vertical antenna, and it works reasonably well for what it is. I would not tell you it's a fantastic antenna, but it does work. Anyway, appreciate what you're doing, Robert, and that made my mind a little bit clearer, too, believe it or not. WRAW, KC4EZN.
WRAW, thanks, Harry, for the commentary. Always good to hear you. You and I are antenna geeks, so I like it when you come back and do that. And thanks very much for that. And the W4DJW, thanks a lot for the intel. I certainly appreciate it. There's been some, they've been reworking some of the repeater stuff, and the clock was off. But that's okay. We're good, Dave. Thanks so much. Okay, let's go to question number two. This is from a curious ham, and it was a ham that asked questions, not a curious fellow. Okay, so the question, what is packet radio, and is it used anymore? Let's start with some background information. Packet radio's history. Amateur radio operations in packet radio began in 1978 in Canada after the hams up there received authorization from the Canadian government to do so. In 1980, a fellow named Doug Lockhart, VE7APU, in the Vancouver Area Digital Communications Group, or VADCG, began producing standardized equipment, like these are terminal load controllers, or TNCs, that's hardware, in quantity for use in amateur packet radio networks. So it got on in Canada quite quickly. Now, not long after the activity began in Canada, amateurs here on this side of the border became interested in packet radio as well. In 1980, the FCC granted authorization for U.S. hams to transmit ASCII codes via amateur radio. Now, the first known amateur packet radio stuff happened in this country in San Francisco during December of 1980. A packet repeater was put into operation on 2 meters by a fellow named Hank Magnuski, call sign KA6M. He was a member of the Pacific Packet Radio Society. I tried saying that 10 times fast earlier today, and it didn't work. In keeping with the dominance of DARPA and ARPANET at the same time, the early amateur radio network was dubbed the AMPERNET, standing for Amateur Radio Packet Radio Net. Magnuski, at the time, obtained IP address allocations in the 40.0.0 IP network for amateur radio use worldwide. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, packet radio proved value in emergency operations following the crash of an Aeromexico airliner in a neighborhood in Cerritos, California, during Labor Day weekend of 1986. I'll let it drop. Volunteers who responded to that emergency linked several key sites together to pass traffic via packet radio, which kept voice frequencies clear. That was one big shining spot for packet radio. Generally, though, packet radio didn't come out looking very good. There was a huge amount of promise in packet radio, but very few efforts to fully manage it so that every user had a good experience. Most packet radio systems that did attract users suffered frequent, as in several times per hour, overload conditions. This led to almost all stations using the affected backbone being disconnected and losing any partially completed messages, as in emails, bullet board postings, and etc. Basically, it didn't work very well. In the 80s and early 2000s, of course, the Internet became available to most amateur radio operators. All of the services that had been provided by packet radio, including text messaging and the rest, were available without any of the delays, no network failures that were associated with packet radio. On the other hand, those that used packet radio services after the advent of the Internet, including all of the previously mentioned computer systems and nodes, could now exchange traffic over the Internet instead of over the radio. This eliminated the failures caused by the bad network design and congestion of equipment on the backbones. So we used kind of like Echolink in some ways, but this was packet radio. Okay, so that's a history of packet radio. My next little part of this is called Hardware Then, Software Now. As we talked about earlier, some of our friends in Canada started building TNCs, or terminal network controllers, and selling that hardware. That was the specialized piece of equipment that they used. Now, TNC is essentially a modem, all right? It plugs into a two-way radio and uses audio tones to send and receive data. Now that we have computers that are far more powerful, it's often simpler to use a software modem. Yes, a software modem. With free and open software, open source software, a Linux PC, and I know some of you run Linux, with a sound card can become a TNC or terminal node controller and communicate with other packet radio stations. Windows computers can use two software products, namely Sound Modem and EasyTurn, and I know that because I have used it. These software products eliminate the conversation between the radio and the old type of hardware TNC today, all right? We're looking, 40 years on now from when it first started. The hardware components you need today to work packet radio are as simple as a tablet computer, a digital interface like a Signal Link or a Ring Blaster, and yes, an HT. What's used today? Well, guess what? It's not entirely dead. Ares teams are experimenting with packet radio just like they did for that air disaster in Cerritos, California. Ares teams are beginning to use it again. Its intended use is as a means by which to transmit email-like messages using software like WindLink that need to be captured and stored for record, or large message files that could be easily copied in error when sent by voice transmissions, and it would take a lot longer, like with your ICS-213 form or your ARRL form. Take a long time. With packet radio, using something like WindLink, it goes a lot faster and the message can be saved. Now, I kind of gave the next thing away. Packet reporting system, or APRS, that a number of you use in your vehicles, is another packet radio application. Its most popular use is transmitting locations of stations in real time. Operators can use it to share their location either at home or by connecting a radio in their vehicle. A packet can indicate other objects of interest, such as radio repeaters or temperature data from weather stations. Now, although APRS uses packet radio, its underlying communication protocol is a little different. It doesn't use the same kind of messages that were used from the bulletin board systems. An APRS transmission is a standalone packet, similar to, for you computer guys, UDP. Nearby digipeaters rebroadcast the packet, and it kind of ripples out from the original sender to various destinations. It also uploads to the global system. Now, there's a global APRS system. A large amount of APRS traffic is captured this way. The locations of all stations can be viewed on websites like APRS.FoxIndia. That's APRS.FI, and I think that might be Finland. Okay. Now, leaving planet Earth, the International Space Station has an APRS digipeater. So, Earthbound stations can use it to send messages to each other over long distance, provided they can do it during the few minutes that the ISS is passing overhead. So, there you have it. What is and was packet radio, what it's about, and how it's kind of done. I got this from www.amateur-radio-wiki.net and tarpn.net. Any questions or comments on packet radio, please call WR8RW. Are you guys digging out your old terminal node controllers or downloading sound modem and term? I don't know. Anyway, that's their Thursday questions for the month of January 2020. If you would like a PDF copy of the script that I read tonight, please send an email to wr8rwmail.com, and I'll get it to you as quickly as I can. We'll do some more check-ins in just a minute. Rocking for stations Alpha through Zulu on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. If you're out there and have been listening to Third Thursday Questions and been patiently waiting, thanks very much. Please call WR8RW. I want to make a sweep through and see if anybody's just got any general questions, comments, rag shoe that they'd like to do tonight. Please call WR8RW.
For WN9GSX.
Minister Mike, how you doing?
Whistle hold out. Last time I was on APRS, it worked, and there's also a couple of nodes on 145, I think it's 01 or 03, that you can digi through. So there's still a little packet activity going on out there, Robert.
WR8RW, yes, sir, there is. My My Aries counterpart over in Spartanburg County, Pokey Burnett, and I have been playing with it a little bit, and it was an education for me. Pokey's been used it before, but Pokey and I have been messing around with it, and it's really quite interesting. And certainly, we don't see the interfering traffic on the node, so that's good. Sorry to hear that your voice is down, Mr. Mike, but I resemble that remark because about a week ago I was the same way.
I got some kind of bug passed around, and I got it. And if I talk very much, I'll either lose my voice or start coughing until I lose my voice. But enjoyed the third Thursday questions, and I better get out of here. Good to hear you, and I'll say hello to everybody on the net. And 9GSX 73.
MUR8RW. Well, Mr. Mike, take care of that throat, and I hope that you get better soon. Certainly appreciate it. And say hello to Miss Jima, who called us a little earlier. Okay. Additional questions or comments for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet tonight of any kind, please call WR8RW. Russian, my EchoLink computer has kind of died here. Do we have any more EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Please call WR8RW. I think we are finished for tonight. This is WR8RW. We're going to be closing the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'll be back tomorrow night with This Week in Technology History. I hope that you will tune in and come by. Until then, I want to wish you 73, good night, and good luck.